Ever just find something online, something so strange, so out there that you can't help but feel like you've stumbled onto something different?
Like you found a hidden door, right?
Exactly. And that's what we were looking at today, this whole Infective County thing.
Definitely a rabbit hole.
It's not a real place, obviously, but a fictional one that this group online built, like a shared world. And we've got this text file, infictive.txt. It's massive, full of these weird story fragments, song titles, even a whole Wikipedia page for Infective County.
Which, of course, is fake.
Right.
Matt.
Like, who even has time for this?
Dedicated collaborators. And it's fascinating, really, this whole thing. It's built using hypertext fiction.
Like those choose your own adventure books.
Kind of, but way more intricate. Think of it as a web of stories, all connected. Instead of one narrative, you're jumping between different perspectives, different timelines.
Okay, I'm kind of falling. But what about this hypersigil thing? What is that?
Imagine the story is the ritual, right?
No.
And the hypersigil is like the framework, the underlying structure that gives it power. It's a way for all these collaborators to not just build this world together, but to like charge it with meaning.
So they're not just telling a story, they're crafting an experience.
Exactly. And it's that blend of creativity and, well, let's just say it, weirdness that makes Infective County so compelling.
Okay, so enough with the technical stuff. What's Infective County actually like? This place they've built? I'm picturing like a dusty old western town, one saloon, tumbleweed.
Not quite. They've gone all in on the details. There's a whole history written up, starting back in 1881, apparently named after some Crumpetaco Indian phrase.
Crumpetaco. Now, where'd they get that from?
I have no idea, but it's all in the text file. They even mention these like mythical Infictites tied to the area's origins.
Okay, so we're getting into mythology now, so not just a one-horse town then.
Oh no, not at all. County government, lumber industry, agriculture, tourism. There's even a whole thing about some scandal that forced a county manager to resign back in 2012.
Wild. They've even got a museum, the Clamott Museum. Sounds strangely highbrow for Infictive County. Got a new Buddhist lintel there, donated by this wealthy Crump family.
The crumps keep popping up, almost like, well, I don't want to say too much, but there are definitely some layers there.
Sounds ominous. So they've got the history, the culture. What about, like, the actual land itself?
They've mapped it all out. Ketchik National Forest, Crump Lake, wouldn't want to go swimming in that one, and the Millsbury River winding through it all.
So it's like they took a real place and then, I don't know, infictified it. But do people actually live in this infictive county? What do they even do there for fun?
Well, in the text file, they talk about this big Howlin' Jazz Festival that happens every year in Libreville, which is the county seat, apparently. Tickets sell out super fast.
Jazz festival, that's almost normal.
Almost, but then you've got stuff like the Taco Pop drink-off they mentioned happening at the local university. Winner gets free tickets to the jazz festival.
Okay, now that's more like it. It's those little details, though, right, that really bring a place to life,
Yeah.
even if it's completely made up.
Right. It's like they've thought of everything.
There's definitely a darkness to it, though, wouldn't you say? This
Yeah.
unsettling vibe that runs beneath the surface.
You're picking up on something important there, like this whole thing with the great alarm, whatever that is.
Some kind of siren? Or is it metaphorical?
Could be anything, really. A catastrophic event, maybe? A
Yeah.
technological singularity? Or even like a shift in consciousness. The text is pretty vague, leaves it open to interpretation, which, you know, is probably the point.
Adds to the mystery, for sure. And then there are the dream logs. And that's where things get really strange.
No kidding. Bizarre imagery, recurring characters. It's like they're channeling their subconscious or something.
And not in a good way. We've also got these weird excerpts where the authors themselves, or whoever's writing this thing, they start talking about the writing process, like they're trying to break free from their own narratives.
Which is where it gets really meta, you know? Like, if the characters know they're fictional, what does that even mean for them, for us reading it?
Whoa. I'm starting to feel a little dizzy, like we're going down the rabbit hole here.
Deep, deep down. But hey, remember those photos we talked about? The ones with the
Isn't,
captions?
yeah, those were creepy, like little windows into the darker side of Infective County.
Right, like this one, CG, JPG. It's just a messy living room, nothing too crazy. But the caption says, "I made it home, only fuzzy memories of getting here. I kiss my front door. I hate myself. I love myself. I want to die. I want to live. I want to call everyone just to say hi."
Like, whoa. Heavy stuff.
Yeah, and it's like this person, whoever took the picture, they're having this total meltdown, but they also know they're part of this project, you know, like it's all blurring together. What's real, what's not? Makes you wonder who's really pulling the strings.
For real. And then there's all this stuff about a time travel mafia.
Oh yeah, that's a whole other layer.
So apparently it's these World War II soldiers. They got their hands on some time travel tech, and they're still out there messing things up.
And not like neat and tidy time travel either. We're talking messy, chaotic. There's even talk of this adjustment team. Like they clean up the messes, but they describe it as like corpses of the ritual being carried off to the coppersmiths for preparation of the dance of the spider god.
Okay, now that's just disturbing. Corpses, spider gods. This is getting a little too horror movie for me.
It definitely goes there. But then there's this weird humor to it, too, you know? Like one part talks about the squirrels being in on the time travel conspiracy.
Time traveling squirrels? Come on, are they serious?
Dead serious. It's all there in the text file. And that's what makes this so fascinating. It's all mixed up horror, humor, metafiction, and then some kind of, I don't know what to call it, occult vibe.
Oh, and don't even get me started on the music. All these made-up bands like the Salty Shifters, the Extra Holy
Right,
Rollers.
and the song titles, theme from the Chris Titan show, Zombie Outbreak in Infective County by Ludwig van Oblivion. It's like they're creating a whole soundtrack to this madness.
It's all so self-aware, you know? Like they're totally in on the joke, but there's still this feeling like there's something else going on beneath the surface.
Something we're not supposed to get.
Exactly. Which brings us to, who are these people making this stuff? What do they want?
Well, there's this figure, they call him Mystery X. He's like everywhere in the text, sometimes a character, sometimes part of the writing
He's
process.
in on the joke, but he's also making the joke.
Right. We see him in the dream logs, the song titles, even a last.fm page. He was a vocalist on a track by the band U. Talk about meta.
It's like they're screaming at us to pay attention. Like, hey, there's something more here.
Yeah, like it's all connected somehow. There are these little clues scattered throughout, these hints that there's a bigger picture. Remember the Key 23 hypersigil thing?
That was like the foundation for the whole project, right?
Right. And then there's all this cryptic stuff about device number 163 and the codes to activate it. It's like they're implying that Infective County, it's not just a story, it's a puzzle to be solved.
And then there's that line, something about how the scary thing about the whole time travel thing is that our perseverance in this endeavor is the only thing that will save humankind from our own destruction. Are they being serious with that?
Who knows with these guys? But they're definitely wrestling with some big ideas here. What's real, the dangers of technology, the power of like our minds.
And not to mention time travel itself, right? There's this one part where they talk about time being a tricky wicky thing, and that the more we think about it and the more we learn about it, the more malleable it becomes. Even says, when you know enough, you can walk right through it as easy as you could walk through your bedroom door.
It's a lot to process, but that's kind of the point, isn't it? This Infective County, it doesn't give you easy answers. It wants you to figure things out for yourself.
So what are we supposed to think? It's like they're saying, don't just read the story. Live in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Infective County isn't a fictional world, it's an invitation.
It's like Infective County itself is a puzzle, you know?
Totally. We've got all these pieces, the history, the characters, all the weird stuff that happens, but how it all fits together, what it means, that's the real mystery.
Right. And every time you think you're getting close, you find something new that changes everything.
Like a puzzle that's constantly rearranging itself.
Exactly. And that's what makes us so different. It's not just a story, it's I don't know, an experience.
Yeah, like they want you to question everything.
Like that great alarm thing, we've talked about it, but what is it really?
Right. Technological singularity, the world ending. Maybe everyone just wakes up one day and everything's different.
It could be anything.
Because they never actually tell us. It's just there looming over everything.
Intentionally vague, right, to
Yeah.
keep us hooked.
Exactly. And then there's this one part, it talks about dreams of X and more dreams of X and how they hold these clues about like the true nature of reality.
Hold on, so even the dreams are part of it now.
Apparently, it's like they're saying there's no difference between what's real and what we dream up.
So how are we supposed to know what's going on?
We're not. They want us to question everything. What if everything we thought we knew was wrong?
Okay, now that's getting a little too existential for me. But Infective County is like this big hypersigil, right? This thing they're all creating together. What does that say about them, the creators?
Well, there's that one line where they describe the hypersigil as orchestrated by scoundrels with the best intentions.
So playful, but maybe a little dangerous.
Right, like they're messing with forces they don't fully understand. Remember all that stuff about corpses of the ritual and the dance of the spider god? That's some dark stuff.
Like a warning.
Maybe. Be careful what you wish for. But isn't that what's so exciting about this whole thing? The mystery, the possibility.
It's definitely kept us talking.
Because we want to figure it out, right? Make sense of it all.
We're all looking for meaning, I guess.
And maybe that's what Infictive County is really about. It's not giving us answers, it's giving us possibilities, a chance to find our own meaning.
So, what's the takeaway here? What have we learned from all of this?
I think it's about being open to new ideas, you know? Questioning what we think we know and never underestimating a good story.
Because sometimes the best stories are the ones we build ourselves.